Sam from Flo San Diego wants to introduce you to some of the best dance music artists in the scene. Flo San Diego.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Sam from Glow San Diego, and I'm here with another Sam, also named Sam, SG Lewis. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. So, your first Coachella?
No, actually. I played a DJ set in 2016 in the Yuma tent, so I guess this is a slightly different experience in that, like, this is the first time bringing the live show, playing in one of the kind of, like, main tents, really. So, I kind of saw it in 2016 briefly, but yeah, this kind of feels like the first time properly doing it, I guess.
Yeah, because of a larger production and your release of Dawn that's coming out. Are you really excited about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy to be reaching the end of this trilogy of Dust, Dark and Dawn that I've been doing for like the past year, really. And it's, you know, when we started the project, it was, it felt like this kind of ambitious idea, but I was really excited about it. So to now kind of be coming to a close, it kind of feels like end of an era almost. So yeah,
bringing your hard work to fruition, like kind of to the public. And I know that a lot of people have been giving you a lot of positive feedback about Throwaway. Yes. So that's been like a big song for you.
So far it's been crazy. It's doing like over 1 million a week on Spotify and stuff, and it just seems to kind of be taking on a bit of a life of its own. So it was such a natural process making it, and me and Claire just kind of like knocked it out in like maybe 45 minutes. I don't know. So like, it's so crazy to see it kind of grow into this thing, and I'm super grateful for the reaction.
Yeah, wow. And the girl that was on the track, Clara, that you're talking about, you said that it was one of your favorite people to work with, and you kind of, you talked very highly about her, like on social media and stuff like that. So can you talk about like the process or like why she was such a big role for your song?
Yeah, I think that we've made two tracks together now, and like those are the only two tracks that we've ever made. So both tracks that we've ever made together have been released. And the process was just super natural. I think that we're friends anyway, and that like it was a case of kind of like hanging out, and we're having a conversation, you know, catching up and kind of, and also using each other as for slight therapy in a way, just like, you know, opening up a bit, and that kind of led to a conversation which then kind of led to a song, I guess. So it's just both processes just felt very intuitive and natural, and kind of, I think that's like sometimes when the best stuff comes out, when it's not like a forced process and it's not overthought. So and she's also just super fun to hang out with, so it makes it a pleasure to make music together.
Yeah, definitely. And it came out kind of organically that way, which is like, so when you vibe with somebody and you're creating work, I mean, you worked with Luna George recently on Hurting. Was that kind of a similar process for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think slightly different in that I was such a fan of Luna kind of growing up, and a lot of my education in dance music, she's been such a part of some huge electronic music records, you know, the Disclosure collab, the Kachinada collab, and she's left such an imprint on dance music that I was kind of pretty nervous actually when we first got in. So it took maybe a little bit of time just to get to know each other before then the music flowed. So it was actually kind of, we tried a couple of things, and then she sort of, maybe she's used to like people being nervous around her or something, but she was like, hey, let's go get some burritos. We ate some burritos, and then as soon as we came back,
we ate some burritos. Wait, this is important. What kind of burritos did you eat?
I went to a Takaya on Sunset, which is Diablo chicken, jalapeno jack, flour tortilla, some guacamole. So that kind of just settled the nerves, and then once we went back, it just like flowed really naturally.
Yeah, okay. Is that what you usually do? Like right before you make a song, you're like, dude, I had to go get my burrito, and honestly, really just...
Yeah, if I'm in LA, I'm eating at least a burrito a day, whereas like breakfast burrito or lunch burrito, whatever. But it's I think knowing someone and kind of just like being comfortable around someone is a big part of making music. So if you're all like tense, then you're not going to allow those creative juices to flow. So yeah, burritos are my secret studio hack.
Wow, I'm going to start eating burritos like daily just so I could get like a little bit of flow, inspiration.
Yeah, definitely.
So what can we expect from your set at Coachella today? So I know that you are bringing a special guest. Yes. Are you allowed to leak that to me?
Yeah, absolutely. We've announced on Instagram, actually. So my friend Rule is coming out, actually, and he's such a young talent. He's from Australia, and he's we've done a song together called Flames, and it's the first time that anyone will be hearing it. So I'm super excited to see what people think about it, and super excited to share the stage with Rule as well, because he's, I mean, when I was his age, I was definitely not as put together and doing as well as he is, I was probably still like, I don't know, playing Call of Duty or something. But he's like out here. He's like 17 at Coachella. It's crazy.
So how old are you, by the way?
I'm 24.
24. So when you were 17, you're playing Call of Duty and everything is kind of surreal for you. No, I mean, so I'm 25. So this is like surreal experience for you to be, you know, young and playing these shows. Like, when did things get kind of real for you where you were like, wow, I'm doing something with my music. Like, this is what I want to do.
I think the weird thing is I kind of started quite early. Like, it's not been like a flash in a pan thing. It's like when I was, you know, 20, 21, I was putting stuff online and I kind of, it's been kind of like a slow building process, which means that like there's not been one moment where I've been like, oh, my life has changed, you know. And it's I'm super grateful for like the time I've been allowed by, you know, by everyone, by the fans, by the label, just to like develop and to figure out what I wanted to do. You know, when I was 20, 21, I didn't have like a vision for what I wanted to do artistically. I was just making tunes, whereas like I really feel confident in creating something and having a vision now, and like, and the music having a purpose. And I think like that's so important, is like having a strict purpose for what I'm trying to do with it, you know, rather than just being like, oh, I'm gonna make some tunes.
Right. And do you think there are any underlying themes now in your music, or now that you've gotten more confident in your skill set, that you kind of portray yourself in your music? Like, is there anything like that happening?
Definitely. I think when I started out, it was much more like just features and beats and kind of, but I think songwriting's become such a bigger part of what I do, and kind of, even if it's collaborating with a vocalist, but you know, there are more and more tracks where I'm singing on and performing live and singing those tracks, and that's kind of pushed me outside of a comfort zone and into an area that like has allowed growth. Because I think that, you know, in order to grow as an artist, you have to be doing things that you're not necessarily good at yet, and you have to be pushing yourself to grow. So so yeah, I think that there's definitely more of myself in the music now than before. But
that's so rad.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course. And so I saw that you're a Tame Impala fan. Yes. So you were talking about Tame Impala, and I was like, woo, yeah. I mean, and you're into the disco vibe and everything like that. So you've seen Tame Impala last week, and I'm assuming.
Yeah, it was incredible. And actually, on the Friday, I was walking through the VIP, and I saw Kevin Parker, and I was super drunk, and I was like, oh my God, I ran up to him and I just shook his hand and I said, you're the greatest alive. And he kind of looked at me like, who are you? What's going on? And I was just like, bye, and ran off again.
Yeah, you know what? I would like to tell him, like, why did you order 100 McDoubles at your wedding? You know, because that was a thing.
Oh, really?
He just recently did.
Oh my God.
So I'm also a Tame Impala fan.
Wow, that makes me more of a fan. That's incredible. Like, but the set was so great. Like, the visuals, and like, I've seen them a bunch of times, but they played, this is the first time I heard them play Patience, which is one of their new ones, which I'm like completely in love with. So they played it like third song in, I was like, so it's crazy.
Is there anybody else that you came to see this weekend, or you're excited to see, or kind of come and support as like another artist?
I mean, last weekend, I think you come with certain expectations of some artists, and then you're like surprised by some artists as well. Like, I ended up seeing Blackpink, and I didn't know much about Blackpink aside from like the hype that you see around it on social media at the moment. I saw the set and I was like completely in awe. Like,